Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. I pray that you are well and in perfect health and spirit. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 through 28 and 30 through 31. I really want to read this entire scripture to really give you an understanding of the message that I pulled, the most I can pull to be respective of your time in this morning. But this message is so powerful. If you have time, go back and read the entire chapter of 32 of Genesis. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. And when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and Jacob's thigh was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you declare a blessing upon me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" And in shock, realization, whispering, he said, "Jacob, carpenter, schemer, trickster, and swindler." And he said, "Your name shall be called no more Jacob, supplanter, but Israel, contender with God. For you have contended and have power with God and with men and have prevailed." And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, the face of God, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is spared and not snatched away." And as he passed Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he was limping because of his thigh. The beginning of this chapter, Jacob, they show how Jacob was afraid of his brother and afraid of the army that was coming to attack him. And he was afraid of things that he's done in his life that he was going to have to pay for before now. And in the midst of the night, he wrestled with the man. And if you read into it, you know that he's wrestling with God, because the man is capitalized. He's asking the man for a blessing, and God is the only one who can give us these great blessings. And in the process, Jacob is fighting with this man, and his thigh is broken, and the man breaks his thigh, and in the midst of his thigh being broken, he still continues to fight. He still continues to wrestle, and he still holds on. He won't let go of this man, and the man is telling him to let me go. And in the midst of his pain, in the midst of his fear, in the midst of what he has going on outside of his house, outside in the world, he's still holding on. He won't let go until he gets this blessing. This is so powerful to me, because we wrestle with so much with God because of what we want and the things that's attacking us. And sometimes we're in pain, and because of what we're fearful of that's outside trying to come attack us, and the people who are trying to come at us, and the situations in our relationship, in our marriages, in our relationships on the job, we tend to give up because our thigh is broken. We can't take that pain. It's something like, okay, now I'm getting to the point where my body is being attacked by it. I don't want anything to do with it. But if we be strong like Jacob, and Jacob said in the midst of his thigh being broken, "I will not let you go until you bless me." If we hold on and wrestle, what we lose in the process, who walks away in the process, what happens if we hold on and demand the blessing and then we'll let go? Just think of the people who will see us limping in our blessings, because at the end of the scripture it says Jacob was limping because of his thigh. Jacob wasn't limping because of his thigh. The Bible got it wrong right there. Jacob was limping because of his blessing. He said he was not letting go until he got that blessing. So when he got that blessing, he walked away with it. So people, he walked away with something that people was able to see and know that he was, something was different about Jacob, that he was blessed. So this morning, I pray that you would have the strength to hold on until you limp away. And people will know that God has blessed you in the process. They will know that you have got something from it. from all that stuff that they saw you, girl, I don't see how she go through that. Oh, I don't see how she do it. Oh, girl, I feel for you. You're stronger than me. Yes, I am. You stand in that. Yes, I am stronger than you. And walk away living with your blessing. Father God, I just thank you for who you are. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your love. I thank you for waking us up another day, Lord God, to give you glory, to give you honor. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for giving us a new name, Lord God, that we will walk away from our situations, Lord God, no longer Jacob, but we will walk away Israel, the contenders who stand with you, face to face with you, knowing that you are blessing us, you are here to bless us, and knowing that you have blessings that's coming forth that we're standing and believing for today. We won't let you go until you bless us, Lord God. Give us the strength, Lord God, to stand in the midst of our brokenness, to stand in the midst of our pain, to stand knowing that you, Lord God, has your hand upon us and that you will take care of us and that you will heal us and that you will bless us. Let us be the person that's living in front of someone else who don't have hope, who don't have a clue, who don't have a relationship with you, God. Let us be that hope and that inspiration to them this morning, Lord God. And as we go out our separate ways today, Lord God, I pray that you will bless us in our lifting, bless us in our strength, bless us in all things that you've already given us, Lord God, that we may be an example to others who need that, Lord God, who need to see a glimpse of who you are. Let us be that today, Lord God, as we move forward to greater blessings in you, Lord God. Lord God, protect us, heal us, allow us to return home without any hurt, harm, or danger, Lord God. Let us be who you call us to be. Give us love, give us strength, give us mercy, give us grace and favor, Lord God. Bless us this weekend, Lord God. Give us a word in our hearts, Lord God, tomorrow and Sunday morning, Lord God, that we will wake up, Lord God, and be rejoiceful, be happy, be full of love, be thankful for another day, Lord God. And until we come together again Monday, Lord God, give us a word continually in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits, so that when people see us, they can know that we're your children, Lord God. Lord God, love us, protect us, heal us. We won't let you go, Lord God, until the greater blessings come. And after that, we want to grab you again, Lord God, believing that you are the King of Kings, the God of gods, who does not lie, and who is here to bless us and change our name for the greater. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. I love you. Be great. Be loved. Have a great weekend. I love you.